when you were a successful medical practitioner and doctor, what prompted you to move from that direction to becoming an energy healer?
You know, this part of my life, Iram, is like, you know, just a few people, a close few people know about this story. I would say, you know, many of us have undergone pain, which led to transformation, and I am no different. And for me, the ground beneath my feet, it shook up almost 8 years back. I still recall that phone call when I heard my dad's voice on the other side, and I just knew something was not okay. And he just said that, you know, your mom jumped off from fifth floor of the building, and she has been rushed to the hospital. I was in Dubai, they were in India, and I'm pretty sure my voice is shaky right now, because it's the helplessness, the pain, the fear, everything, all those emotions in that 1 second, split second, which I received, I think I can't forget that, of course, the memory is still there. And from there, mm-hmm. thankfully, my mom survived. She's a fighter. She, before this episode, she had like cancer twice. She came out of cancer a hero, a cancer survivor twice. So she was mm-hmm. able to mm-hmm. take care of that physical pain, but it was the mental thing, the depression, which pulled her down. And for me as a doctor, I was relying on prescriptions. I thought it's okay, you know, that she is mm-hmm. taken care of, but it was not. This happened, and she, you know, she came out of it there were no bones broken. It was just her nose, which completely got deformed, and we did like 3-4 plastic surgeries. Nothing was happening, and for the longest time, Iram, that deformity on her face made me feel like a failure as a doctor. And it was painful. Mm. It was painful. And I found the courage to tell my dad that I feel as if I am responsible for that. And he just said one sentence. And he said, things happen for a reason. And now when I look mm-hmm. back at that, that was the moment the healer in me was awakened, Iram. It was, I started feeling frustrated with prescriptions. I was like, no. I'm just treating symptoms. This is not the real cause. What is the cause that you are suffering? What is the cause that your body is in this need? What is happening? And that made me literally, you know, and as you seek, you find. So I found this fascinating world of subconscious mind, where I got to understand that all the problems are stored there and the solutions are also there. As you very well said, that the key to open and get the solution is in the problem, in a part of our soul's journey. It can be your childhood, it can be in the womb, it can be in the past life. And that led me on a completely different path. And I was just not writing prescriptions. And I was like, no, this is not what I want to do. I want to go to the core cause. I want to create real transformations. I want to really, really do, you know, not symptomatic treatment, but I want to heal. And that is how the doctor turned into a healer. And as you said, what magical results. Every case, Iram, is like, wow, this is so worth it. And it's like, you know, the doctor in me patched the healer in me. It's like, wow, well done. Fantastic.
Oh, gosh. And I had tears in my eyes. I could feel your compassion. I could feel the passion. And I know that our listeners are also connecting deeply with you because, oh, my goodness, yeah, the compassion was so, so strong.